In the wake of the earthquake, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton decided to scale back her planned day-long visit to Chile to just a few hours of airport meetings with President Michelle Bachelet and President-elect Sebastián Piñera on Tuesday in Santiago. But at a press event in Uruguay's capital, Clinton said she decided to go ahead with at least a symbolic visit to underscore U.S. solidarity with Chile and to deliver a first installment of emergency communications gear requested by Chilean authorities.
They have asked for communications equipment, some of which I am bringing on our plane. Other technical equipment will be flown there in addition. But one of the reasons why they have asked me to continue my trip is to assess whatever else they might need and immediately to begin the process of providing it.
The electronic equipment is the first U.S. aid sought by Chile after Saturday's powerful earthquake. In telephone calls to Chilean leaders, U.S. President Barack Obama and Secretary Clinton have also offered, among other things, to deploy U.S. search and rescue teams. Clinton's presence at the Uruguayan inauguration underlines the Obama administration's commitment to work with Latin American governments from across the political spectrum, including left-leaning ones like Uruguay's. The new president, José Mujica, is a former member of a 1970s left-wing urban guerrilla movement and succeeds another member of the Broad Front coalition of leftist parties, Tabaré Vázquez. At a joint press appearance after a pre-inaugural meeting with Mr. Mujica, Clinton paid tribute to his efforts to unify the country after hard-fought elections in November and to work with the opposition. Mr. Mujica, for his part, admitted that Latin Americans have long had prejudices and stereotypical views of U.S. politicians, some of which, he said, were shattered by the election in November 2008 of Barack Obama, the first African-American U.S. president. He is heard through an interpreter.
That is something that we had never thought that would be possible, and that was out of pure prejudice on our side. That is a lesson, a magnificent lesson that we learned, and that speaks of the wonderful changes that have been going through in America.
Scrapping plans to spend a night in Santiago, Clinton decided instead to travel to Buenos Aires late Monday for a meeting with Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. The visit comes amid a renewal of tensions between Argentina and Britain over the Falkland Islands, or Malvinas, off Argentina's southern coast. The United States is neutral in the two countries' competing claims to the islands, over which they fought a brief war in 1982. Clinton told reporters here the dispute should be resolved through negotiations by the two countries and that the United States stands ready to be of any assistance it can in that process. David Gallas, VOA News, Montevideo.